This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Deborah Clark, Winnipeg, Canada, March 2006. The Junior Classics, Volume 1, by William Patton, Chapter 16, Little Lambkin, by Flora Annie Steele. Once upon a time there was a wee, wee lambkin who frolicked about on his little tottery legs and enjoyed himself amazingly. Now one day he set off to visit his granny, and was jumping with joy to think of all the good things he should get from her, when who should he meet but a jackal, who looked at the tender young morsel and said, "Lambkin, lambkin, I'll eat you." But Lambkin only gave a little frisk, and said, "To Granny's house I go, where I shall fatter grow. Then you can eat me so." The Jackal thought this reasonable, and let Lambkin pass. By and by he met a vulture, and the vulture, looking hungrily at the tender morsel before him, said, "Lambkin, Lambkin, I'll eat you." But Lambkin only gave a little frisk, and said, "To Granny's house I go, where I shall fatter grow. Then you can eat me so." The vulture thought this reasonable, and let Lambkin pass. And by and by he met a tiger, and then a wolf, and a dog, a red eagle. And all these, when they saw the tender little morsel, said, "Lambkin, Lambkin, I'll eat you." But to all of them Lambkin replied with a little frisk, "To Granny's house I go, where I shall fatter grow. Then you can eat me so." At last he reached his granny's house and said, all in a great hurry, "Granny dear, I've promised to get very fat, so as people ought to keep their promises, please put me into the corn bin at once." So his granny said he was a good boy, and put him into the corn bin, and there the greedy little lambkin stayed for 7 days, and ate, and ate, and ate, until he could barely waddle. And his granny said he was fat enough for anything, and must go home. But cunning little lambkin said that would never do, for some animals would be sure to eat him on the way back, he was so plump and tender. "I'll tell you what you must do," said Master Lambkin. "You must make a little drumikin out of the skin of my little brother who died, and then I can sit inside and trundle along nicely, for I'm as tight as a drum myself." So his granny made a nice little drumikin out of his brother's skin, with the wool inside, and Lambkin curled himself up snug and warm in the middle, and trundled away gaily. Soon he met with the eagle, who called out, "Drumikin, drumikin, have you seen Lambkin?" And Mr. Lambkin, curled up in his soft, warm nest, replied, "Fallen into the fire, and so will you, on little drumikin. Tumpa tum tu." "How very annoying," sighed the eagle, thinking regretfully of the tender morsel he had let slip. Meanwhile Lambkin trundled along, laughing to himself and singing, "Tumpa tum tu, tumpa tum tu." Every animal and bird he met asked him the same question, "Drumikin, drumikin, have you seen Lambkin?" And to each of them the little slyboots replied, "Fallen into the fire, and so will you, on little drumikin. Tumpa tum tu, tumpa tum tu, tumpa tum tu." Then they all sighed to think of the tender little morsel they had let slip. At last the jackal came limping along, for all his sorry looks as sharp as a needle, and he called out, "Drumikin, drumikin, have you seen Lambkin?" And Lambkin, curled up in his snug little nest, replied gaily, "Fallen into the fire, and so will you, on little drumikin, tumpa." But he never got any farther, for the jackal recognized his voice at once, and cried, "Hallo, you've turned yourself inside out, have you? Just you come out of that." Whereupon he tore open drumikin and gobbled up Lambkin. End of chapter 16.